We begin Perek Shmini in the Sefer Tomer Dvorah. And it's entitled, He'ach Yargil Ha'adam Atzmo Bemidot Netzach Hod Yesod. The Tomer Dvorah in the 8th Perek discusses three Sfirot, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod. And he says, Ve'ulam betikune ha-netzach ve'ahod k'tzatam meshutafim b'shnehem, k'tzatam yuchadim kol echad le'atzmo. He says, when it comes to the Sfirot of Netzach and Hod, so sometimes we relate to them as a couple, sometimes we relate to them each one separately, as we will see. Netzach and Hod. Remember, one thing we did see in the past brought down about Netzach ve'Hod, what is their relation to Tiferet? Talmidim. They are the Talmidim of Tiferet. In Patach Eliyahu, you will see Netzach ve'Hod, Teresh Shoke. The Netzach ve'Hod are the two thighs. They're the ones that support the system above them, as if to support Tiferet. They are the Talmidim. Tikkuni HaZohar, Sefer HaTikkunim. It's in the Hakdama to Tikkuni HaZohar. V'hineh rishona tzarich lesayya lomdei HaTorah ulachzikam. So here, how do we apply ourselves to the midah of Netzach and Hod? Yesod, he'll come to later. Right now, Netzach and Hod. The first thing is to be mesayya lomdei HaTorah ulachzikam. Lidan, what's lesayya? What's siyata dishmaya? To help. Very good. Lesayya means to help. We have to help lomde Torah ulehachzikam, and to support them. Im bemamono, im bemaase, o bemaasehu. Whether financially, to give money to support people who learn Torah, or with deeds, to help out physically. And we'll soon see also with words. To say good things about people who learn Torah, to support them and encourage them. Lehazmin lahem tzorche shimush, to order for them things that they need, vehazmanat mazon, and food, vehafakat kol retzonam, and anything that they desire and need, to make available for them. Shelo yitbatlu midivrei Torah, so that they should not stop from learning Torah. So we begin Perek Shmini, which is Netzach and Hod. How do we apply to Netzach ve'Hod? He begins by explaining, by being mesayeh and machzik lomde Torah. Ulizaher shelo leganot talmudam, and to be careful not to disdain their learning, not to belittle their learning. Shelo itrapu me'esek haTorah, so that they should not be weakened, they shouldn't be discouraged in their learning. When you belittle someone, you are discouraging him. Ela lechabedam, we have to honor them. Ulehalel ma'asehem atovim, and to praise their good deeds. And to say, look, you see, that's how a person who learns Torah behaves. Look at his good deeds. Kedesh sheyitchazku ba'avodah, so that they, the talmidei chachamim, those who learn Torah, the lomdei Torah, will be mitchazek more in their learning. Because when you encourage someone, when you say a good word to someone, he has a natural tendency now to do what he does even better, because he was encouraged. It's so important to give encouragement to people, to say a good word, to compliment, and how much more so to compliment Lomde Torah. I see here in the Pirush of Gevi'a Zahav that he brings a pasuk in Mishle. It says in Mishle, a beautiful pasuk, Matzref la kesef vekur la zahav ve'ish lefi mahalalo. Matzref la kesef vekur la zahav. The silver and gold, they have a refining furnace. You put it, when you want to purify, when you want to refine gold, you put it into a furnace, into a hot, very hot oven. And it, yes? Okay, that's Shira Shirim. Shira Shirim is an exception. But why? What brings up this question now?
Just in general, like, when we call Mishra, there's always like some yesod behind that, or feigning, so like,
right?
we accept the pshat, or if we go after like someone like
an. I'm not understanding the question. If we're learning a yesod, who said we're not seeing it from the pshat? Right.
A lot of times, sometimes like a pasuk, I have no examples to give. Like I've seen examples like where you just translated it regularly, if you one version, but then like someone interprets it in one other thing.
Okay, you have to remember that the Nevi'im and the Ketuvim, the Tanakh, is written at least Beruach HaKodesh, if not B'Nevu'ah. Something that's written Beruach HaKodesh or B'Nevu'ah has multiple upon multiple facets and meanings to it. So there's no such a thing as only Pshat. Pshat has Pshat of Pshat, has Pshat of Pshat of Pshat, and more and more. Yeah, of course we should take from it Yesodot, no doubt. As much as we can to be mekarev the Yesod into the Pshat, that's important. But what tells you that the Pshat I was about to tell you is far from that elicited this question right now? So it's time to get full of answers now. And now we have a pasuk in Mishle. Listen to this beautiful pasuk, all right? Matzref, I heard once a shiur just on this pasuk. Matzref la kesef vekur la zahav veish lefi ma'alalo. There is a refinery for kesef and for zahav. And then the second half of the pasuk says, and a man according to his praises. Veish lefi ma'alalo. What does that mean? Right? So there's many meanings. Here I saw a new meaning altogether that I never knew before. And he's learning the word matzref as fixing, because that's what you're doing, you're purifying. So matzref la kesef. The matzref is metaken the kesef. The kur, the furnace, is metaken the zahav. The ish, lefi ma'alalo. You know how you help a person be mitaken? You know how you fix a person? Lefi ma'alalo, praise him. You heard gold now. You heard gold. This was gold. How do you not get moved by such a beautiful pirush? How do you not get moved? So beautiful. Matzref la kesef. Just like you purify silver by putting it into a matzref. Just like you purify gold by putting it into a kuv. Ish, you want to purify him? You want to rectify him? You want to fix him? Lefi mahalalo, praise him. Find something good about him and say it to him in his face. Let it settle. Let this pure, so beautiful pirush. The literal meaning is and a man according to his praises. So he's explaining, right, and a man will be purified in accordance with his praises, meaning that you should praise him. Right now, I want to be mimahe, I won't tell you the other pirushim. But here, le'inyanenu, this is what we're learning over here. To be mechazek, the lomde Torah, by praising them. What we thought we meant, let's talk about it later. But right now, let's let that digest. Unbelievable, beautiful. Let it seep in. Let it seep in, so beautiful. Learn this pasuk by heart. Matzref la kesef v'kur la zahav. V'ish lefi ma'alalo. Give praise to someone. That's how you build him up. And that's how you fix him. And that's how you encourage him. And that's how he becomes better. You give a praise to someone, he runs to the Beit Midrash. Oh, my Rebbe thinks that I say good svarot. Let me think of another good one. And all of a sudden he becomes even better than he was the day before. That's how it goes. Is that now how you thought that it means? That's good, no?
No, that's the original I thought. It's true.
But
I think there's another deeper way to understand.
This is very deep.
Yeah.
This is very, very deep. Believe me, so deep that people many times forget about it. So deep. Continuing on in the words here, and please remind me, I want to hear your other pirush, okay? Ulehazmin lahem sfarim tzorech iskam. And to order for them sfarim. You hear what the Talmud boy is saying? When you order sfarim for the Beit HaMidrash, you're doing a tikkun of the sfira of Netzach and Hod. Because you're supporting. Netzach Hod supports Tiferet. Tiferet is Lomdei Torah, right? Netzachot supports them. Anything you do to help the Tiferet people, that's the Lomde Torah, you are now establishing the Sfira of Netzach and Hod. להזמין להם ספרים, צורך עסקה, ובית מדרש. If you can sponsor a building of a bit midrash, even better. Now you know the name of an award that should be given to a person who is, you know, a supporter of Torah. The Netzach Vehod Award. And anything that is a supporting and help towards Oskei HaTorah. Hakol talui b'shtei midot halalu. Everything is dependent on these two midot. Kol echad kefi kocho ha-me'at hu imrav. Each one in accordance with his ability. Even a person who learns Torah himself. You don't just stay tiferet. You want to also be netzach and hod. So you're a talmid chacham. Help other talmidei chachamim. Give a compliment to your chavruta. Tell him, you know something? I didn't think of that question that you asked. That's so nice. Wow, how'd you think of that? Ooh, now what you just did is tiferet with netzach and hod. סוף דבר, כל מה שירבה בזה לכבד התורה ולהחזיקה בדיבור, בגופו ובממונו, the more a person tries to increase כבוד to the Torah and to support it with good words, physically by helping and with his money, ולעורר לב הבריות אל התורה ולהחזיקם שיתחזקו בה, and to encourage people to support Torah, הכל נאחז ונשרש בשתי ספירות אלו. מפני שהם נקראים החזיקים בה ותומכיה. It's all rooted in these midot of netzach and hod, which are the מחזיקים בה ותומכיה, those who are holding up and supporting the Torah. Another application of netzach and hod, עוד צריך העוסק בתורה שילמד מכל אדם. A person has to try to be a תלמיד from everyone. To be a student of everyone. Learn from any person. Torah. Netzach and Hod Talmidim. Any person who can give over Torah, be his Talmid. Kedichtiv mikol melamedai hiskalti, as David HaMelech said. I learned from all those who can teach me. Ki ena Torah mishtalemet etzel Rav Echad. Because you can't get a perfect Torah from one Rav. You know, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, that en adam lomed ela bemakom shelibo chafetz, that a person excels in Torah where his heart is more attracted to. So you have a person who is a big rav and he's more attracted to halakha. So if you want shlemut halakha, you learn by him. But that's one aspect of the Torah. There are other aspects, and there are other people to learn from who are mishtalem in those aspects. So therefore, a person should not limit himself to one rav. Very important limud here. וכיוון שהוא נעשה תלמיד לכל, when a person becomes a תלמיד to everyone, he never says, from him, I'm not going to learn anything. We're talking about someone who could actually teach Torah, not someone who is going to teach the opposite of Torah. We're talking about, you know, מלמדי Torah. Never say, I don't go by his styles, I'm not going to learn from him. No, maybe you could learn something from him, it's possible. זוכה להיות מרכבה אל נצח והוד לימודי השם. So he becomes, this person who is a תלמיד, becomes a מרכבה, a chariot to נצח and הוד. והמשפיע אליו תורה הוא במדרגת התפארת. And the one who is giving him Torah is in the level of תפארת. והרי ביותו יושב ולומד, זוכה אל התפארת שישפיע בנצח והוד. והוא במדרגתה ממש. Right now what is happening is, תפארת is giving over to נצח and הוד. Isn't that the whole point? And now, that's coupling Netzach and Hod together. He ends off by saying, there is an individual relationship to Netzach, and individual perspective to Hod. And that is, בהנה ביותו לומד מקרא, when you learn Chumash, שהוא מן הימין, יש לו יחס פרטי לנצח. So, we just learned now that Tiferet is learning Torah, Netzach and Hod is to be a Talmid from Tiferet, to learn. Now, what are you learning? Let's say you're learning Chumash, so right now, you are mityaches, you are going towards the right. And that is netzach. Netzach is on the right. Ubi yoto lomed mishnah, sheyimin ha-semol, mishnah which is from the left, yesh lo yachas prati el ha-hod. He's being mitaken more the hod, which is on the left. Ve-ha-talmud, learning gemara, ha-kalul bakol, the talmud has everything. Like the gemara says in Sanhedrin. Why is it called talmud bavli, she-blula bakol? Talmud has everything. It has Mikra, it has Mishnah. It has everything. Shemevi re'aya le dinei ha-Mishnah min ha-Katuv. It brings proof to the Mishnah from the Psukim. So that's Netzach and Hod put together, Yamin and Smol put together. So when he's learning Gemara from his Rav, that's a tikkun of Netzach Hod receiving from Tiferet. So we learned two things today. And that is to be machzik lom de Torah, that's Netzach and Hod, to be supporters. Supporters does not just mean with money, although that's also very important. But it means physically with your body to help out, to arrange. Let's say a person who puts back the sfarim in their place. What am I, a gabbai? Right? No. What you're doing is a tikkun in Netzach Vehod. You're helping the Lomde Torah that when they need to look up at Tosfot HaRosh, they don't have to lose the Rosh while trying to look for it. They find it right away, Tosfot HaRosh, where it belongs. Right? Yehoshua Binun was the one who arranged the benches in the Bet Midrash. And that's why he became Yehoshua Binun. So that's one thing, to be a supporter. And with good words, with encouragement. Ish lefi mahalalo. That's how you bring out the good in people. And the second aspect of Netzach and Hod is to be a Talmid. Mikol melamedai hiskalti. To be a Talmid. Limudei Hashem, Netzach veHod, or Limudei Hashem, to be a Talmid from everyone. Ezehu chacham halomed mikol adam.